The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
Oh, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone. Oh, I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, I know
you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me by my ways. You're gonna miss me every day. Oh, I know
you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
By my prayers, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, I know
you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
You're gonna miss me by my song. You're gonna miss me all day long. Oh, I know
you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
And that was When I'm Gone by the South Carolina Broadcasters from their third CD, Short Time to Stay Here, that came out back in March. We're on the Art Spot, and with us on the phone from Mount Airy, North Carolina, are David Shepherd and Ivy Shepherd, two-thirds of the South Carolina Broadcasters, and they will be appearing at the Art Center tonight, Saturday night, June 29th at 8 p.m. in a big show with the Honey Dew Drops from Charlottesville, Virginia. Welcome to the Art Spot, David.
Thank you, Art. It's good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. We had a good run working together at Merle Fest with David Shepherd Musical Instruments setting up in our expo tent many years there through the 90s and first part of this century. So I'm really looking forward to reconnecting with you tonight at the Art Center.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun back then, and we had a great time at Merle Fest this year, and brought back a lot of memories for me. So we had a good time. Yeah, we're really looking forward to this to the show at the Art Center.
Yeah, y'all really seem to have a tiger by the tail here with the South Carolina Broadcasters. It's amazing to me how many folks have come up to me in the last few months and said that y'all are their favorite young old-time band.
Well, that's great to hear. We're working pretty hard at it, and Ivy, as our full-time intrepid booking agent, is keeping us pretty busy.
Yeah.
And we're pretty much loving every minute of it.
Fantastic. We all have certainly played a lot here at the Triangle, and we're really looking forward to the South Carolina Broadcasters making their Art Center debut tonight in the big show with the Honey Dew Drops starting at 8 p.m. So how did the South Carolina Broadcasters come to be?
Well, several years ago, maybe 10 years or so ago, I closed my shop in Greensboro and moved to Charleston, and didn't really play much music down there. I mean, there's a lot of music happening, but I don't know. I guess I just didn't find the right person that, you know, that had the same musical interest as I did, and so I was kind of just pursuing my you know, instrument restoration business and stuff. And after I had been there for a few years, Ivy moved to Charleston, and we knew each other from Greensboro, but not well or anything. So she came into my shop there, and we got to talking about playing music, and turned out that we both sort of had the same notion of what we wanted to do, which was basically play Carter Family tunes. And so the two of us got together and started playing, and I guess that's been maybe 4.5 or so years ago, and I had a great time doing that as a duo, and eventually adding this third person, becoming a trio, just sort of sent the band into overdrive, I think, and particularly with this, the addition of Sarah Osborne, it has really, I think, in a way, it feels to me like the band really got its start when Sarah joined the band, which has only been about a year ago, and that's really catapulted us into, I think, a whole different level of enthusiasm and stuff on our part, and just the ability for us to change up things during the show a lot. Ivy and Sarah do some duets. Ivy and I can do duets. You know, we can sing solos. So it frees us up quite a bit and allows the band to do a lot more stuff than we were able to do earlier.
Outstanding. And Sarah Osborne, the third South Carolina broadcaster, is local down here to this part of the state, I believe.
That's right. Her family is from Graham, and Sarah currently goes to Peace College in Raleigh. So she's down that way and is very familiar with the scene in the Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill area.
Indeed, though I must remind you that now please to say William Peace University and
that's
not
right,
Peace
yes.
College.
Somehow I can't get used to that, but yeah, that's what it is.
I can't either. I can't get used to saying Elon University either. But,
yeah, right.
But
right.
Life is change, and a great change has been the development of the South Carolina broadcasters. And we will be right back on the Art Spot with David and Ivy Shepherd from the South Carolina Broadcasters after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot. We are visiting with David Shepherd and Ivy Shepherd, two-thirds, along with Sarah Osborne of the South Carolina Broadcasters, and they'll be performing tonight, June 29th, at the Arts Center in downtown Carrboro in a double bill with Charlottesville's Honeydew Drops. It'll be an incredible show of today in string band music with two extraordinary examples of artists who are using these classical music forms here in the 21st century to express their own creativity. Well, David, Ivy was telling us a little bit about how you got to play in the banjo that you bought from David, and I believe you played with Roan Mountain Hilltoppers for a while.
I sure did. It's been about 5 or 6 years playing with them.
Outstanding.
And had the great fortune of getting to travel all over the country and just learn a ton from the Birchfields.
Indeed. There's a ton to be that they know, having played this music pretty much forever, at least as long as old-time music as we know it has existed for the past several decades. One of the classic names in old-time music, the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers. But now you're doing your own music with the South Carolina Broadcasters, and for a lot of people, I think they sort of think of you as the South Carolina Broadcasters, but there must be an incredible satisfaction to be a part of such a successful string band.
Oh, it's great. I mean, since the first time I picked up an instrument, there's nothing in this world that I've wanted to do other than play music. So I guess a lot of determination and persistence and getting the right people together and just having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, that comes through in y'all's music. There's so many really talented people who love string band music and who haven't enjoyed the kind of success that the South Carolina broadcasters are. Is it just that y'all are willing to go out there and play and avoid the encumbrances that keep so many great musicians from being out there playing, or is it that you have that mentality like Ralph Stanley said, if you can't play Carnegie Hall, play the gas station down the street?
Well, it's probably a little bit of both. You know, we're as I said, very, very determined and just and want to be doing this and love it and are willing to make most any sacrifices to be able to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody calls and says, you all want to drive 500 miles and come play at whatever venue. We say, if there's free space on the calendar, we say yes.
Yes, indeed. That is part of what I love about y'all on the non-musical side. That being willing to go out and play is absolutely essential if you want to have, you know, an audience base and want to be able to make a living playing any kind of music. You got to be out there where the people can hear it. But what I think sells the broadcasters to those people is that love, enthusiasm, that absolute commitment to the music that comes through in what you do. Because in the old-time repertoire, there are a lot of songs about life, a lot of heartbreak, and but you make it all feel uplifting rather than getting than a downer on those subjects. It's cathartic.
Well, if you listen to a lot of those old songs, they are sad, but they're not wallowing in self pity.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a matter of fact way of life.
Indeed.
It's not all good, but there is a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, that matter of fact of the way life is, I believe, is a lot of the power of the old songs because they are true life blues, to use the old Bill Monroe song title there, and people can relate to it even if that true life's talking about something that happened hundreds of years ago, like in the old ballad, the truth speaks across the centuries.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just, I think we hear this time and again, people come to our shows that they can see how much we love what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that we have fun doing it. And, you know, as when you go watch a show, that if the performers don't seem like they're into the music, you're not going to come out with the same feeling from the show.
Exactly.
And I figure the second I'm not, this isn't, you know, exactly where I want to be, and I can't put my whole heart into it, then it'll be time to do something else.
Very true, Ivy. Well, we are going to finish out this segment on the Art Spot with the South Carolina broadcasters hearing Little Birdie from their latest album, came out this spring. Short Time to Stay Here is the album, the song Little Birdie. This is WCHL-FM.
sing your song. Got a short time, but I'll stay here. Got a long time to be gone.
We're back on the Art Spot with Ivy Shepherd from the South Carolina Broadcasters, who will be appearing at the Art Center tonight, Saturday night, June 29th at 8 p.m. in a twin bill with the Honey Dew Drops from Charlottesville, presenting two of the very best young string bands in the world today, right here in Carrboro, North Carolina. Tell us about the success of the new album, Short Time to Stay Here. I've certainly been playing it a lot on my Needle Drop shows, as well as on WCHL today during the Art Spot.
Well, I guess we released it at the end of March, and it's been going great, getting tons of airplay and moving fast.
Indeed. A lot of your music moves fast, too, and the band moves pretty darn fast, traveling around the country, playing the music for the people. Tell us a little bit about which instruments y'all play and parts you sing.
Well, David is our primary guitar player, and Sarah plays banjo and sings, and I play fiddle mostly, and then banjo and guitar some, and of course we all sing, and we really try to switch up who's doing lead and what the harmonies will be, so it's not the same person in every song.
Yeah, that's part of what makes it old time too.
When we're learning songs, it's always interesting. We might have an idea, oh well, David will sing this one, and then we'll try it, and whatever key he can sing it in, maybe the harmonies won't work the way we want to for Sarah or me, so then we'll end up switching keys, and somebody else might end up singing lead.
And where do you get your materials from?
Well, people send us songs, which is great, and David's been writing some, and then just going through old records and being up here at Mount Airy listening to WPAQ all day. It's a great treasure trove of songs.
It is. You can't beat old WPAQ, and glad to reconnect with that fine station with the ability to listen on the internet anymore. And that's a true community station, much like this one, WCHL, that's committed to reflecting the values and interests of the community where the station's located. Not too many stations feel that way anymore, so we're very lucky to have both those fine stations in existence, WPAQ Mount Airy and WCHL down here.
Yeah, we're so happy that you all are doing what you are.
It's our pleasure. We have a lot of fun with the radio and with all the work we do at the Art Center. And the Art Center is where the South Carolina Broadcasters, David Shepherd, Ivy Shepherd, and Sarah Osborne will be tonight at 8 o'clock. And for more information, you can call 919-929-2787, or you can go to artcenterlive.org or find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. But this will be a mind-blowing show of the very best in string band music tonight with the Honey Dew Drops and the South Carolina Broadcasters. Thanks for being with us, Ivy. Thanks to you, David.
Thank you so much, Art.